Eating is an emotional experience, which is why managing your weight needs to be a psychological one. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
Everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, August 30th edition. We have an 8-game slate on tap. Hope everybody had a good Wednesday, as we know the Slack chat did. We had one member take down the table setter, the $2 table setter for $1,000. We had another member finish 6th in the 3-entry max, $1. He was leading it for a while there till the end. So a lot of nice stuff for those two boys in the Slack chat. Come join us there. It is all free, like everything we do at These Sports Degens. And the reason it's free is you guys listen to me say a few advertisements like draft.com, draft in your app store, promo code SD Sports. It is a great way to play fantasy sports, snake style drafts just the way you like it. And you have about a week left for NFL best balls. Tons and tons of fun. If you like it, go try it out. Use promo code SD Sports at checkout and you'll get entry into a free $3 tournament. Get your feet wet the easy way. So go check it out. Draft.com, draft in your app store, promo code SD Sports. We dropped a 2-point conversion NFL DFS podcast with myself and James McCool last night, doing a ton of strategy talk, cash games, GPP games, how the Vegas lines affect things, stacking. Then we went over a bunch of value plays for the first week. Next week, we will do the entire week one slate. But we got that dropped last night. Go check that out, 2-point conversion NFL DFS pod. But if you like tools, we mentioned a bunch of different ones on the show, and one that I like to use is the quantedge.com. It has an amazing lineup optimizer, but more importantly, the tools I like. They have the injury tool. When a player is replaced from the team, they have cornerback wide receiver tools. They have so many different options on that thing, and there's more and more coming out. They also have gambling stuff on there. They have guys talking about that. They have tons of their own shows and picks. But I'm there for the tools and the lineup optimizer once I do my own research. So go check it out, thequantedge.com. Use promo code BENCHED, B-E-N-C-H-E-D, when you check out and get 10% off your season pass. So go check it out, and it's the cheapest pass you'll find in DFS world these days. So thequantedge.com, promo code BENCHED, B-E-N-C-H-E-D, when you check out for 10% off your order. We could appreciate a little rating and review on iTunes for all the podcasts we do. That would be much, much appreciated. Doesn't take much time, and it would really, really help us out. With that being said, let's jump into this 8-game slate. It's going to be a really, really interesting one. You got Tigers at Yankees, total of 9. Pirates, Cardinals, 8. Cubs, Braves, 8. Red Sox, White Sox, 9. Angels, Astros, 8. Mariners, A's, 8.5. D-backs, Padres, 7.5. Rockies, Padres, or D-backs, Dodgers, 7.5. Rockies, Padres, waiting on that one is Eric Lauer's coming off the DL to make the start there for San Diego. Weather-wise, you know, your East Coast, Midwest, very slight chances of rain, maybe a hiccup here or there, but nothing too crazy. Pitching is extremely top-heavy on this slate, so we're going to have to look for value bats when we do that because I'm not liking the cheapy stuff. You got Justin Verlander up top at 12,000 at home against the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, and Justin's been very, very good this year, especially against the Angels in 4 starts. He struck out 33 in 28 innings, giving up 5 earned runs, averaging over 31 DraftKings points per start. You know, his last few starts aren't Verlander-esque. 18-7, 15-2. Did have a 27-9, a minus 7 before that. 44-3, 15-3, 35-3 at the Angels. So he's been very, very good this year at 12,000. If you need to go there, no problem with it. You might have to save a little bit of money, but Verlander at 12K is outstanding. My guy over 10K I'll be going with is J.A. Happ, $10,000 at home against the Detroit Tigers. Happ should be chalky, but he's had a 2.22 ERA in his 4 starts at home for the Yankees, averaging 22.3 DraftKings points per start. In a great spot here, coming off 27-9, 23-2, 24-2, 25-3, 16-5, and a 24-9, and even a 16-1. But basically, he's got 23 or more in 4 straight, and then in 5 of his last 6. He's been very, very good against a pesky Detroit team of late, but not one that overly scares you. He's a minus 300 home favorite, which is outstanding. He strikes out 27% of the batters he faces. The Tigers, 20.5% strikeout rate versus lefties. Lots to like here with J.A. Happ. The Tigers have the lowest total on the slate at 2.9. Lefties, 285. Righties, 317. They have an abysmal 143 ISO versus left-handed pitching. So J.A. Happ, he'll probably be very popular, but he's my guy at 10,000. You drop down to a Ricky Porcello at 9,800 bucks. He's been very up and down. He's coming off 15.3, 13.6, and then 36.6. He had that big hiccup at Toronto that messed everybody up minus 0.4, but prior to that, he was filthy again for three more starts. When he gets beat up good. Other than that, he's pitched really, really well. He's faced Chicago once this year, six innings, five hits, two earned, five Ks for 14.1 DraftKings points per start. He's actually been a little better on the road than at home this year. And we know we pick on the White Sox because they strike out a ton, almost 25.5% of the time versus right-handed pitching. You have a White Sox team with a team total of 3.85, lefties 346, righties 302. So Porcello at 98 is in play. I think he's going to go overlooked with Happ at 10,000. And the next guy we'll talk about here at Rich Hill at 94. So Porcello could kind of be a differentiator for ownership-wise if you're looking that way. If you care about it, that could be a play for you. But after Porcello, we got do have Rich Hill at $9,400. Big D Mountain himself, the legend, coming off an outstanding start. Six shutout innings, eight Ks for 31.7. You know, he's had the big games of late, but at worst, he's like 15 or more points in nine of his last 10 in a seven straight with a bunch of 20-plus point performances in there. He's got that big-time upside. He's faced Arizona twice this year and struggled a ton. But I'm wondering if that was the return from the blister, because since he's returned from his blister, he's been very, very good. It's an Arizona team we saw this get shut down by the Giants of all teams. They strike out 23% of the time versus left-handed pitching. Rich Hill's got a 26% K rate. Does give up a lot of hard contact, but when he's on, he's on. And the D-backs are the third lowest team total on the slate at 3.5. Lefties 351, righties 329. So Big D Mountain at 9,400 bucks could be a very solid play tonight. It's one of the riskier ones up top because the D-backs do have, you know, Goldie and Pollock and Souza and those guys that do hit lefties really, really well. But as a whole, their team is struggling offensively and could be in a really good spot here. And it's a big playoff atmosphere because these are, you know, the Dodgers are trying to catch the Rockies and the D-backs. So this is a big, big game in L.A. tonight. So keep an eye on Big D Mountain at 9,400. So when you're talking up top here, I told you I Happ over Verlander just because price point, and I like the matchup even more against Detroit than the Angels. In the 9K, or no, we have one more to talk about. Sorry, at 8,500 bucks. This guy is my play of the night. Absolutely love him, and I'm worried people will, because I love the idea of Happ and Herman Marquez. Absolutely love it, if we can find the bats for it. Herman's been outstanding in his recent run on the road at 2.89 ERA, 21.1 DraftKings points on average. He's going up against the San Diego Padres. This guy's coming off a 31.4 at home, 21.6 on the road, 28.2 on the road. I was at Houston. 20.3 at home, 26.8 on the road, 29.7 at home. He had a hiccup at Arizona, and then 25.3, 22.5, 36.8. He has 20 or more DraftKings points in nine of his last 10. That is ridiculous. And he's still only 8,500 bucks against the lowly San Diego Padres. They strike out 26% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Marquez, 25% K rate, 47% ground ball rate. They have a team total that we're waiting for. Lefties, 330. Righties, 260. But we know what the Padres, they're just bad. 287 WOBA, 128 ISO versus righties. Herman Marquez at 8,500 bucks should be in every cash game lineup. And most GPPs. He might be chalky, but that'll just make me differentiate somewhere else. Marquez is your guy. Marquez Happ is a great combo that I like a lot. And I really don't even like going below Marquez tonight if you don't have to. I'm going to give you a few, but I really don't want to. I'd like to stay in the Verlander Happ range, preferably Happ. And then you got Porcello, Hill, Marquez. I love Marquez, but Porcello and Hill both have tremendous upside on themselves. There's a lot you could do in this range up top. If you go down below, you're looking at the likes of a Joe Musgrove at 7K at the St. Louis Cardinals. The Cardinals camp be very, very good, but he's faced them once this year, seven shutout innings of seven Ks for 30.8 DraftKings points. His last start at Milwaukee wasn't good, but prior to that, 28-8, 14-7, 14-8, 13, 16-2, 10-1, 21, 24. He's got that pretty good floor that you like at the cheap price points at 10K, so Musgrove's a guy you can look at down below. John Gant at 6,800 bucks, very, very hit and miss. He got beat up. It's all out of relief against Pittsburgh so far, so you can't really look at those numbers. but in his last start, 21 DraftKings points at Colorado. He struggled against Milwaukee for 3 points, but then 23-6 against the Nats, 21-7 at Miami. Struggled at Pitt, 4 innings, 8 hits, 6 earned. That was a start versus Pitt for 1.6 DraftKings points, but then 10-2. His last 3 starts, basically, 3 of his last 4, 20-plus DraftKings points. Maybe he's turning the corner at 68. So Musgrove and Gant in that matchup is something you can definitely take a peek at. Then the last one is like a Frankie Montas at 6K at home against the Seattle Mariners. Kind of another playoff atmosphere here. He's been 14.5 DraftKings points per start at home. His last few starts, 9.8, 7.1, with an 18.5, 13.4, got beat up at Detroit. Then 24.2 at San Diego, beat up against Houston. And then 23.1, 20.6, 26.5. So you see there's 20-point upside in this arm, but he just hasn't found it of late. So if you want to roll the dice at 6K against Montas, it's not the worst option. Against the Mariners, it's not the worst option you can do down here. That's for darn sure. Mariners strike out a little over 20% of the time. So, you know, down below, you know, you got Musgrove, Montas, and Gant. It's kind of how I'm looking at it in that order. But maybe Gant's got the best matchup against Pittsburgh. It's kind of a hit and miss to see what fits your lineup build tonight. And we'll definitely break it down even more in the Slack chat. With the value plays coming up. So recapping your pitching, Happ up top with Verlander. Then you got Marquez is the guy in the middle, followed by Porcello and Rich Hill. And then down below, some version of Musgrove, Montas, and Gant. Kind of pick and choose your way through that minefield. A little drink of water. Let's go to the bats on this slate at the catcher's position. It'll be very, very interesting tonight. You got some paying up might not be an option, but if you can, like an Evan Gattis against Andrew Heaney at $4,100 is a play if you're going all the way to the top. But if you want to save some cash, like a Tom Murphy at $3,700 versus Eric Lauer is a very, very interesting play there. Martin Maldonado at 36, Chris Iannetta versus Lauer at 36, another one. Some guys that mash some lefties there for you that you can take a peek at. Farther down the list, you go to like a Tyler Flowers and swinging a pretty good stick. He's 35 versus Mike Montgomery of the Chicago Cubs. So that's another lefty matchup you can take advantage of there. Mike Zunino against Montas. Zunino is always a GPP play. We talk about it. Always low-owned with power upside. So he could be in line for you there against Montas at 31. Like a Blake Swihart, even at 3K versus Giolito, could be very interesting. Catcher outfield eligible. Giolito's been better of late, but he's 5K on DraftKings if you want to get really weird. I just can't do it. The punt I'll probably be going with a lot tonight is Johnny Lucroy at 3K versus Wade LeBlanc. I like that a lot. The A's have almost 4-5 team total. Lefties 321, righties 341 off LeBlanc. Lucroy's kind of a streaky hitter, but he's been heating up of late. So 3K versus LeBlanc, I like that as a value. Sandy Leone at 28 versus Giolito's another value I like, and maybe a few more will pop up when lineups come out. First base, you know, Max Muncy does hit lefties well. We'll see if he's in the lineup, though. Matty Carpenter, 5K, is in a good spot there versus Musgrove. But you got to give Rizzo a look here against Fulton Nevich. Fulton's been very, very good. But in that ballpark, Rizzo's been straight fire of late as well. He's averaging 14 DraftKings points in his last 10. So outside of the 5 in yesterday's game, 12, 28, 16, 12, 2, 25, 14, 19, 7. Swinging a very, very hot bat at $4,800 versus Fulton Nevich. Cubs have a 3.75 team total. Lefties 302, righties 281. He's been much, much better this year, Fulte, that is. But could be a nice GPP play there at $4,900. Same with Goldie versus Rich Hill at 48. Those are kind of, you know, better pitchers they're facing, but elite hitters that can take advantage of that in a GPP. Tyler White had the walk-off yesterday. He's 4,600 versus Heaney. Take a look at him. Daniel Murphy versus Fulte at 42 is also worth in play. Freddie Freeman at 4,200 versus Mike Montgomery is a discount. I think they priced everybody to face Lester. Then Montgomery's getting the start, so that'll be one to keep an eye on there. But Luke Voit, especially if he's in the middle of the order, which he has been against lefties of late, he's $3,900, will probably be very popular against Francisco Liriano. He's a guy to keep an eye on for sure. Other than that, maybe a Ryan Healy at 37. Don't really love that. Matt Adams at 36 versus Musgrove could be a value. We'll have to check lineups and see what else pops out, but pretty top-heavy position tonight. Second base, you know, Javi Baez always in play every day. DJ LeMahieu at 48 versus Lauer. If you want to pay up in a GPP, I could see it, but I go to like Jose Altuve at 47, who is raking since he's returned from the DL. I like that quite a bit. Switch hitting Jed Lowry at 42 versus LeBlanc. The A's are a little cheaper than I expected them to be against Wade LeBlanc, so that might be a a way to go tonight, and unfortunately it might be a popular way to go if people pay up for pitching like we talked about. Ben Zobrist swinging a good stick at 42, mentioned Daniel Murphy, but Adam Frazier, if he's towards the top of the Pirates lineup at 41, could differentiate yourself tremendously there. Ian Kinsler at 37, maybe, if you need to. I could see that as an option. If Garrett Hampson gets a start at 3,500, he's supposed to be getting the call pretty soon. Luis Urias is up for the Padres. He's 3,400 versus Germán Márquez. Go take a look at him if you need a cheapie. Not a big power bat, though, so he's more of a cash game than a GPP, most likely. Other than that, check your lineups. Maybe a Greg Garcia at 27 as a punt if he cracks the lineup for the St. Louis Cardinals. Third base position, you got Bregman, who is crushing everything right now at 5,500. He's in a great spot versus Heaney. Heaney's like a good pitcher, but you're facing the Astros with a team total about 5. Lefties 280, righties 341. So they're definitely in play with a Bregman. You got Arenado versus Lauer. You got to love it. Too bad it's not in Coors, but still a really good spot there. Lefties 336, righties 355 off Lauer. So Arenado's in a great spot. We mentioned Muncy and Carpenter already. Justin Turner, very, very nice at 4,900. He's been hitting really, really well, kind of quiet yesterday. Robbie Ray's respectable, but also can be messy. Dodgers have a 14 total. Lefties 264, righties only 346. They hit 346 off of Robbie Ray, so you can get weird with Justin Turner at 4,900. Miguel Andujar is a great one at 4,800. The Yankees have the highest total. They have a 6.1 team total. Lefties 302, righties 404 off Liriano. So Miguel Andujar at 48, outstanding. Really, really like that one. Also love me some Matt Chapman at 45. So if you don't want to go all the way to the top, you can save, heck, almost $1,000 from the top price guy. Get to Chapman at 45 and be just fine with things. Wouldn't care at all. David Boats, 4K. Camargo switch hit versus Montgomery at 39. That's a nice value. Third base shortstop eligible for Johan Camargo at 3,900 bucks. I could take a look at that one. The Braves team totals 4.25. Lefties 343. Righties 334 off Mike Montgomery. So you can go to Camargo at 3,900 if you choose to do so. And then other than that, you know, Descalzo's 36 and a lefty-lefty. Colin Moran at 35 could be a value versus Gant if he wakes up. The biggest value is most likely Kyle Seager. Kyle Seager's 3,400 versus Frankie Montas. That's a pretty good deal. The Mariners have a team total just above 4. Righties at 311, but lefties are hitting 398 versus Frankie Montas. He's not a big strikeout guy, so a lot of contact is made off of Montas. That's why he's a very hit-and-miss punt play. And Kyle Seager at 3,400 bucks could be tremendous value at that position and open up a lot of things for you. So take a look at Seager at 3,400. Shortstop, again, you got Bregman, who you got to love. Story at 53 is in a really good spot. Same with Machado, who went to Ding Dong City yesterday at 51. Both look really, really nice there. But you could slide down, get like an Xander Bogaerts at 4,900 to be a little different for you. A Carlos Correa at 44. The power has not come back with Correa yet, so I haven't been jumping on that bandwagon yet. It will eventually. I saw some of his games against the A's. He's hitting a lot harder, a lot more line drives. So eventually that power is going to come back, and then he'll be much, much more available to us. Kiki Hernandez versus a lefty at 42, someone to keep an eye on. Marwin Gonzalez is hitting everything right now. He switch hits. He's 41. That's kind of a cheaper shortstop I could take a look at. He's outfield shortstop eligible. Paul DeJong at 39 versus Joe Musgrove. Don't hate that either. We like DeJong versus lefties, but he's just a power guy. You play him in GPPs. Lefties 314, righties only 284 versus Musgrove. So it does concern you a bit that the Cardinals have a 4.2 team total. But at that price point at 39, if you got to save, you do it. Or you go to Marcus Semien, who we know has hit lefties very well in his entire career, and he's 3,900 bucks versus Wade LeBlanc. You got Camargo at 39, we talked about. So you got like Semien and Camargo at 39 that can definitely give you some savings at the position. Because other than that, like Jordy Mercer at 33, Ketel Marte at 33, Freddie Galvis at 32, nothing crazy down here. Maybe Greg Garcia at 27 or Ronald Torres gets a start at 28. Torres could be a good one. Second base shortstop eligible versus Liriano. If he gets to start for 2,800 bucks, would definitely open things up for you. Heading to the outfield, you know, you got J.D. Martinez, Betts, and Benintendi. The three Red Sox all lead the way versus Giolito. I get it. No problem. You could be contrarian with Trout at 54 versus Verlander, but I probably won't. Giancarlo versus Liriano at 53. I think Giancarlo might hit number 300 tonight. I could see that happening. Yep, I could definitely see that happening tonight. Sliding on down, though, Chris Davis at 5K versus LeBlanc is elite. That is a great play. That's almost a must-play tonight. Like that a lot. Aaron Hicks hits lefties really, really well, so don't sleep on that at 4,900 in his matchup. when you go down like a Tyler O'Neill, big time power versus righties, surprisingly at 46. So keep an eye on that one. Mitchie Haniger at 45 can be a play for you. Going down even more though, you got like Nelly Cruz at 43. If Montas is off, the Mariners are going to be a sneaky play tonight. It's just a big if with the Mariners. You don't know which ones are showing up, but if Montas is off, that could be your kind of contrarian roll the dice GPP. It might not pay off. It's a late night hammer. No one's going to own them. If they wake up though, because again, Montas not very sharp at times. Seattle's team total is, like I said, 4 point, little over four. Lefties 391, righties 311. When you look at Montas, he could give you the big games. We talked about those 20-point performances, but he only strikes out 16% of the guys he faces. He's got a 42% ground ball rate, and he gives up a 48% hard contact. So it's there's a reason he's $6,000, because the upside's there, but the blow-up's also there. So keep an eye on that. You got, again, Kiki Hernandez at 42. I love Nick Castellanos at 42 versus J.A. Happ, if you're not using Happ, but I'll probably be using Happ, so no Nick Castellanos for me. But Marvin Gonzalez at 41, I do like. Jose Martinez at 41 versus Musgrove can be interesting. Mentioned Adam Frazier earlier. AJ Pollock's down to 41 versus Rich Hill in a GPP. I could dig it. Daniel Polka at 4K versus Porcello could be a nice little GPP play. The White Sox, team total 3.85. Lefties 346, righties 302. We mentioned how Porcello, when he gets beat up big time. The lefties hit him very well. So Polka at 4K. Nicky Delmonico at 4K. I prefer Polka over Delmonico. But a couple left-handed White Sox bats there for you if you need to be different, looking for some value at the position. Avisel Garcia at 39, but Steven Piscotty at 39 hitting against LeBlanc. I do like that. Piscotty has some elite power versus lefties. He's averaging 9.6 his last 10, coming off a 13-pointer at Houston. So 3,900 for Piscotty against LeBlanc. Definitely a play for you there. As you slide down even more, you got like maybe Ben Gamble at 38 if he's in the lineup for the Mariners as a value. Ian Happ has been struggling tremendously, so keep an eye on that one. But like a Corey Dickerson, if he's leading off at 36, you could go there. Matt Adams, a couple options for you. One guy that's been playing pretty well for Oakland of late, and maybe he's hitting towards the top of the order with the lefty on the mound, is Ramon Laureano. He's averaging 11.3 his last 10, 7, 15, 7, 5, 13, 14. He's $3,600, right-handed bat versus LeBlanc. Could be a guy you could definitely look at there, especially if he's hitting towards the top of the order. But even just his value, Laureano is a good-looking play there at 3,600. Farther down you go, there's going to be a lot of names coming up with all these call-ups here pretty soon. Steven Souza Jr. at 34 versus Rich Hill. If you're not using Hill, that's a value play because we know how Steven Souza hits them lefties. Keep an eye on that. Cole Calhoun's 3,200 versus Verlander. If you want to punt the position, you can do that with some upside. Lemaire crushed it yesterday for the White Sox. 30 DraftKings points for Ryan Lemaire. Not sure if he'll be in the lineup versus the righty Porcello, but $3,100. Can't sleep on it, that's for damn sure. Franmil Reyes at 31 versus Ramon Marquez in your GPPs. You know how that goes. Mentioned Blake Swihart earlier at 3K. He's an option for you. And there will be a few more that pop up. Maybe a Cameron Maybin's only 2,900. So on and so forth. So check your lineups, see how that all pans out. Let's recap your pitching real quick. Up top, you got J.A. Happ and then Justin Verlander. In the middle, Herman Marquez, Rich Hill, Rick Porcello. And then down below, probably Musgrove, Gant, Montas, something in that combination of that mess. When you're looking at the bats, the Rockies versus Eric Lauer has big-time upside, just a bad ballpark, so it kind of sometimes outweighs itself, so it doesn't make it as lucrative as it should be. Yankees versus Liriano, the righties for sure. Red Sox versus Giolito can be very interesting. Right-handed Astros bats for Heaney, we do like that. Sliding on down, though, I love the ace tonight against Wade LeBlanc. I think that's a very, very nice play. Lefty's 321, righty's 341. Got to look at that. The Braves versus Mike Montgomery can be interesting. Lefty's 343, righty's 334. The Mariners are the sneaky one I've been talking about all day. Lefty's 398 versus Frankie Montas, righty's 311. So keep an eye on the Mariners. That Kyle Seager at 34 is really cheap. You got Robbie Cano and many others you can look at there, and if you're going to stack, you can't leave Cruz out either. The right-handed bats of the Dodgers versus Robbie Ray could be another one. So you got a couple late-night West Coast hammers that aren't the obvious plays, like the Astros, like the Yankees, like even the A's, which is a late-night West Coast, pretty obvious one. You got these sneaking with the Mariners. The Dodgers could be a little different there for you. So take a look at those as you build your lineup, especially when you're looking for value. You get a little weird with those late-night ones. Let's look at the BVP on this slate. Starting with Tigers-Yankees, Aaron Hicks 4-for-7 with a double off Liriano. Gardner 6-for-18 with a double and a triple. Nick Castellanos, I told you I liked him, 11-for-19, two doubles, a triple, and a homer off of J.A. Happ. James McCann's taking him deep, so is Jaime Candelario. So Castellanos is in play if you're not using Happ, that's for sure. Sliding on down some more, Adam Duvall, 5-for-17 with a double and a homer off Montgomery. Duvall does hit lefties well. He's really, really cheap. Let's keep an eye on that. The only thing is, if they go and bring a righty in from the bullpen, his night's over. That's the downside, so beware of that. He's a great play while he's in there in this matchup, value-wise. Great value play, but he's got the likelihood of, you know, maybe two at-bats to get pinch hit or three at-bats to get pinch hit, so he's got to do his damage early. Daniel Murphy, 9-for-22, three doubles off of Fulte. Rizzo, 3-for-7 with a double and a homer off of Fultonevich, so you got that going for you. Yolmer Sanchez, 5-for-15, two doubles off Porcello. DeMonico's taking him deep. Polka's got a double. Avi Garcia, 7-for-20 with a double. Very small, very, very small sample, but the White Sox are hitting 304 off Porcello. Something to keep in mind. Marvin Gonzalez, 3-for-10 with a double and a homer. Jose Altuve, 4-for-14, two doubles and a homer off of Andrew Heaney. Albert Pujols is done for the year, so we won't mention those stats. Chris Davis, 3-for-4 with a homer off LeBlanc. Luke Roy's taking him deep as well. I love those A's tonight, my God. Matt Kemp, 6-for-14, two doubles, two homers off Robbie Ray. Brian Dozier, 2-for-5 with a homer. Kiki Hernandez has three homers. Chris Taylor, 7-for-16, two doubles. Yasiel Puig's taking them deep. They're hitting 285 as a team with a 374 wOBA and a 231 ISO off of Robert Ray. John Ryan Murphy's taking Rich Hill deep. Goldschmidt, 6-for-15 with a homer. Pollock's got three homers. They're hitting 270 with a 380 wOBA and a 257 ISO off of Rich Hill. Austin Hedges, Eric Hosmer, Will Myers have all taken Marquez deep, but only at 218. Trevor Story, 1-for-1 with a homer off Lauer. Extremely small samples, as the Rockies are 5-for-11 as a team off of Lauer. So there you have it. Quick hits in the books, folks. Fun 8-game Thursday slate of action. Again, golf doesn't tee off till Friday this week, so you have the always-pressing PGA DFS podcast previewing the second leg of the FedEx Cup, the Dell Technology Championships, with myself and Jesse. Go check that out. Jesse's picks are out as well. He crushes those week in and week out. We'll have your OAD out later today and much, much more for golf. Well, I got two Bench with Bubba's recording tonight. One idea postponed. We got two going tonight. We have Around the Base with Bubba and Mo, episode 78, out there talking a ton of playoff talks. It's really, really good. One of the fun ones we did, so go check that out. Again, the two-point conversion NFL DFS podcast dropped last night. Tons of strategy talk. There's a new Twitter handle for it, at 2PTCONVDFS, two-point conversion DFS, just shortened up. Go join it. Follow it. DMs are open for any questions you have. Just don't wait till the last minute. The time for last minute questions is the SD Slack chat. So come join us in there. Again, congratulations to the winners last night. Awesome stuff in there. Really good stuff. So come join us there. Go check out our affiliates, draft.com, draft in your app store, promo code SD Sports for entry into a free $3 tournament. Go check out thequantedge.com for a ton of amazing NFL DFS tools. Use promo code BENCHED, BENCHED, for 10% off your season pass. And again, please, a rate and review would help us go a long, long ways. If you're looking to write in the sports field for fantasy, betting, whatever, it could just be news in general. We'll take it all over at These Sports Degens. You got to learn somewhere. Might as well learn with us. But a fun 8-game slate on tap tonight. I'll be back with you guys on Friday. Good luck with it all. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your August 30th edition. I'm out.
Hey there, I'm Brandon Gelly from the Always Cheating Podcast, co-hosted with my friend Josh Landon. In case you didn't know, the show you're listening to right now, as well as my show, is part of the Blue Wire Podcast Network. What is Blue Wire? Blue Wire was founded in 2018 on the concept that independent podcasts would be more successful if they worked together. Today, Blue Wire has grown to feature 300 shows led by former athletes, media professionals, and passionate fans. And over the past few years, Blue Wire has privately raised more than $10 million to expand their team, their podcast network, and their business operations. Now they're raising another round on WeFunder. WeFunder is a crowdfunding service that connects startups with investors. And it's a cool platform that gives everyone the opportunity to be a part of a growing startup. you can invest as little as $100. In other words, you don't have to be a millionaire to invest in cool companies on WeFunder. Blue Wire is raising money to expand their sales team and improve operations, which will in turn help this show continue to grow. So if you'd like to be a part of the Blue Wire investment round or want to find out more information, visit WeFunder.com/BlueWire.